Hi, this is Pastor Melissa to share today's scripture passage. Jeff asked us to read Isaiah 1, 11 through 20. Many of us are familiar with this passage. It's the one that asks, what is it that the Lord requires of us? That God is not impressed with our sacrifices, but rather our acts of justice. It can be easy as we listen to this passage to kind of tune it out. After all, we don't offer animal sacrifices anymore. And so we could then miss the full weight of what God is saying. So as I read this passage, I invite you to make it relevant for you today, to fill in the blanks with what comes to your mind. What are the good acts that you feel like are important acts of your spiritual life and faith? Attending church services, listening to podcasts and worship songs, tithing, giving to good causes, fasting at Lent. Perhaps there are things that you put a lot of value in, or perhaps there are things that have just become part of your routine. Think about what comes to your mind and what the Lord might be wanting to speak to you about today. Isaiah 1, 11 through 20 in the Common English Bible. What should I think about all your sacrifices, says the Lord? I'm fed up with entirely burned offerings of rams and the fat of well-fed beasts. I don't want the blood of bulls, lambs, and goats. When you come to appear before me, who asks this from you, this trampling of my temple courts? Stop bringing worthless offerings. Your incense repulses me. New moon, Sabbath, and the calling of an assembly. I can't stand wickedness with celebration. I hate your new moons and your festivals. They've become a burden that I'm tired of bearing. When you extend your hands, I'll hide my eyes from you. Even when you pray for a long time, I won't listen. Your hands are stained with blood. Wash, be clean, remove your ugly deeds from my sight. Put an end to such evil. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the orphan. Plead for the widow. Come now and let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be white as snow. If they are red as crimson, they will become like wool. If you agree and obey, you will eat the best food of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you will be devoured by the sword. The Lord has said this. God, speak to us individually and corporately through this passage, through what Jeff is going to share with us today. Let us not wrongfully assume that we're in right standing with you just because we've done a lot of things that seem good, that seem religious, that seem right, that are easy for us to esteem ourselves when we've accomplished. God, you know our hearts. You know none of this matters and it's just worthless motions if our eyes and ears are close to the people that need our help. God, give us strength to agree with your plan and to obey your way, to seek justice, to help the oppressed, to defend those with no one to advocate for them. And God, thank you. You tell us that there is a blessing and provision for us as we pursue justice. Thank you. Amen.